right, and we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Reish Yud Dalet. So remember, again, in the middle of the Midah of Chassidus, so we're speaking about the idea that in Chassidus, so much of Chassidus is based on the idea that it's not enough just to do the right thing, but one has to make sure that the right thing is right now and right in the future. Because as the Ramchal demonstrated a number of different times, that there are things that may look good and may look appropriate and may look, you know, we'll call it pious now, but then we'll have negative future repercussions as time goes on. So says the Ramchal, one must make sure that in those situations one does not engage in the act, as the act itself would be detrimental. So the Ramchal continues and he says the following: Hini haTorah tzivsa hochiach tochiach es hamisecha. The Torah commands us to go ahead and rebuke our friend. V'kama pamim yikanis adam lochiach chotim. I just realized he mentioned Hochech Tochech Samisecha yesterday also. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't repeating myself. So let's again. Torah commands us to rebuke our fellow if we see them doing something wrong. And sometimes a person will end up giving rebuke in a situation where the truth is his words are really not heard. V'goreim lahem l'hisparit yoser berisham. And a person will go ahead and cause these people to do more negative things, to desecrate God's name even more, and to intensify this sin. In other words, we unfortunately have all had circumstances like this, where at the end of the day, you're trying to go ahead and give a person proper hadracha, proper... Again, remember I mentioned yesterday, the word rebuke always sounds negative. It's like you're yelling at someone. That's not what tocheach tocheach asamisecha means. I'm not yelling at anyone. What it's saying over here is that I'm instructing someone. I see someone doing something wrong. If you love someone, you don't want them to engage in detrimental behavior. And so I want to give them some course-correcting advice. We all know that if you give a person that advice at the wrong time, not only are they not receptive to it, not only do they not go ahead and use it to build themselves better, but what? It can actually have a negative effect. It can actually cause them to intensify their negative behaviors. He says, "Hinei ki yotze bazeh, eina min hachasidus ela lishtok." So I will say, for example, in a situation like this, the real... Here's what's fascinating. This is a wonderful example. Because what he's saying is like this. On one hand, you would say that to go ahead and rebuke your fellow, so to speak, and tell your fellow not to do something wrong. So that ultimately, again, is a midah of chasidus. That is. There's no question, because the Boshom wants to do the right thing. I love you, and therefore I don't want you to do something wrong. But yet, if I know that my words will not be received, then chasidus is not to say anything. Right, chassidus then is to be quiet and not to go ahead and fan the flames in a negative way. So a very important yisod. The same way that there is a mitzvah to say something that will be heard, there is also a mitzvah not to say something that will not be heard. In other words, that sometimes there's a mitzvah to go ahead and give active instruction. Sometimes there's a mitzvah just to be quiet. Re'ei pashtu, sh'roi l'cho adam lios maktim v'rat l'dvar mitzvah, u'lishtad lios mina oskima. So for example, it's pashtut, that every person has to be zealous and eager and run to do a mitzvah, and to try to be one who is engaged in it. What does this mean? It's very important. You know, sometimes, and this happens very often, in things that involve kihila. So what happens? Person has a beautiful opportunity to do something. So more often than not, the way people feel is, I've got so much on my plate, someone else will take care of it. Something else. So besides the fact that if everybody has that mindset, of course, nothing gets done. But even leaving that aside, what he's saying is, a person should realize that when there's a mitzvah opportunity, whatever it may be, it's a zchus. It's an incredible, beautiful opportunity. And therefore, a person has to run and to be eager to seize it, reflecting the fact that they understand it's a real opportunity. Achine lefami, listen to this. Yochol lehi valid mizem meriva. But sometimes, in the course of performing mitzvos, and in the course of quote-unquote taking advantage of our opportunities, so fights break out. Sheyotzer tisbaz ha-mitzvah, v'yishalel ba-shem shemayim ha-shiyiskabed. And what happens? Sometimes, again, there's actually more negative collateral damage than anything else. So we'll say, so for example, he says, I'll give you just like, so there's the idea of davening for the amud. Right? Davening for the amud for a yard site, or for a chiyuv. So what happens? So you know, it could be, it's obviously something that's very important. People, it's a big mitzvah. The older said, Kaddish, the daven. But of course, you know, it could also be a source of machlokes. So, you know, and this, Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen here, thank God. No, seriously, no, that wasn't even a joke. It really doesn't happen here. But, you know, in sometimes you hear that you know, people are, I'm going to daven, people get into fights over who's going to daven for the amud to give an aliyah for the neshama of their parent. So ridiculously counterintuitive. You think you're doing something for the neshama of your parent by fighting with someone else for the amud? The greatest zuchus that you can go ahead and give to the neshama of your parents, what we discussed this past Shabbos, right, to be mevater, to learn how to yield, that's the greatest zuchus to be able to give to the neshama. So he's saying over here that sometimes, and unfortunately, I'm just giving one example, but sometimes you see that like the worst machloksim often come about when people are engaged in trying to do good things. Just the psychology of that is that when a person is engaged in a maisa mitzvah, so they feel justified in what it is that they're doing. That's why, and this is always interesting, you see sometimes the most egregious behavior in people involved sometimes in, you know, klal work or communal work, because people feel like, oh, I'm doing something good, I'm right, I have to get this done. And what the Rav Chaim is saying is, calm down. At the end of the day, yes, you're doing something wonderful, you're doing something right, you're doing a mitzvah that's beautiful, but if your mitzvah, if your performance of the mitzvah comes with strife, it comes with animosity, and comes with putting someone else down, and Chassidim is treating someone, then don't do the mitzvah. Don't do the mitzvah. He goes on, he says, "Kiyotzi bazeh, vaday shechayiv achazul haniyach esen." So, if ultimately the performance of the mitzvah comes with all of this negativity, then einach inami, it is possible that the chassid should leave the mitzvah alone and not perform it. And again, and the Gemara talks about this, actually the Medrash talks about this with the Levim. What does the Medrash say? Bipnei sheyodim shekomi shetoin ba'aron, schara meruba. Listen to this. So the Medrash says that whoever used to carry the aron, so that was a segula for becoming wealthy. If you carried the Torah, you carried the Aron, so people became wealthy. So what happened? The Levim knew this. Hayu manichnas ha-shulchan v'ha-menor v'ha-mizbachos v'kulan rotzin la-aron mifel schar. So what's like? So you can imagine this? So the Levim, so what happens? They would go ahead and no one would want to carry the shulchan. No one would want to carry the Aron. No one would want to carry the mizbach. Why? Because it didn't come with a promise of wealth. So everybody ran to carry the Aron. And what happened? Mitoch kach, haya zeh meiriv v'omer. They would start to fight and they would say, anito inkan, v'zeh meiriv v'omer, anito inkan. Mitoch kach, hayu nogin kalos rosh v'ayis ha-shchina pogas v'hem. So it's like, imagine this scene? Of course you can imagine this scene. So what happens? The Levim are fighting. They're fighting with one another about who's going to carry the Aron. So, I mean, can you imagine this? Carrying the Aron is a display of Kavod Hashem. Here you have the Levim fighting over who's going to go ahead and carry the Aron. And in the midst of all of this incredible desire and people's desire to give Kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get this bracha of wealth, so the Kavod of the Aron ultimately is compromised. Hine chayiv adam lishmor kol ha-mitzvos b'chol diktukeihem lefi mi sheyihyeh. So we'll say, so okay, so now we're going to start a different topic for just a moment. But the idea that comes out from this first piece of Rav Chaim, and also we can't stress this enough, because it's such a yesodistic idea, which is that what Chassidus says is, don't just weigh your actions in the present, weigh your actions for their future ramifications as well. Because there are many, many things in life that are good now, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to have good impact later. And by the way, we're not talking about sin. That's the incredible novelty what Rav Chaim is talking about. We're not talking about averos. Averos, again, are not good now. They're not good in the future. I want to go on the record on that. They're never good. But there are sometimes where mitzvos, something positive that looks good now, but again, I have to weigh the impact of that act going forward as well. Let's just go a little bit weiter. Lefima shiyiya, velo yira velo yevosh. We'll say a person has to keep all of the mitzvos with all of their details. Lifnei mishiyiya, in front of anyone, and a person should never be afraid, and a person should never be embarrassed. V'chein hu omer, v'adabra be'idosecha neged melachim velo yevosh. As David HaMelech said, I kept your Torah even in the presence of kings, and I was never embarrassed. V'chein shaninu, and so too we learned, Have az kanamer kal kanesha ratz katzvi v'gibor ka'ari lasos risona v'icha shema shamayim. You should be bold as a leopard, light as an eagle, fast as a deer, and strong as a lion to fulfill the will of your Father in heaven. So what that means is, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. This one may make fun or this one may make a comment. It doesn't make a difference what people say. You know what you have to do and do it. Amnam gambazel. Listen to this. So remember, you see a concept like this, and what do you say to yourself? You say to yourself, what this tells me is, I have to be firm in my religious beliefs, and it doesn't matter what anyone else says or does, it doesn't make a difference. Meaning, I have to stand up for who I am, I have to be firm in my beliefs, and I don't have to yield, because someone else is going to be upset, or someone else is going to be offended, or someone else is going to make fun of me. On the other hand, amnam, but yet in this also requires a distinction. What is this talking about? So this is talking about certain mitzvos where, again, I have to make sure, this is about the mitzvos, where I can't yield in my mitzvah observance. Rav says it's a very important yisod. You know, sometimes, especially when people are in the workplace, I think Baruch Hashem is very different today. We live in a different world. But the person's in the workplace, and they're trying to figure out, like, you know, how do I explain this to my boss, or to my coworkers, or to this? And the truth is, how do you explain it? You explain it. You be forthcoming, honest, right, above board. This is what I believe. This is who I am. And again, be proud of that and don't feel the need to somehow package that message in a way that is digestible to someone. Doesn't have to be digestible to anyone. Just has to be true. So on one hand, I have to stand firm and stand solid in my beliefs. We're going to stop over here because what Ramchal is going to say tomorrow, Amir HaSashem at 5:45, is that there are other times where a person does have to yield. And other times, with other aspects perhaps of my Judaic behavior, where a person does have some level of flexibility depending on what the circumstance is. So we'll stop over here. And again, Melchal is going to continue on the same theme, that even though I have to stand firm for my beliefs no matter what they are and not worry about the ramifications of that, but we'll see that there are other times where a person has to think about the impact of their stances, not just in the here and now, but in the future as well. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem, page Resh Tes Vav, halfway down Emir Tzashem tomorrow. Did that paralyze you to a certain extent?